WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Every time I think of you, it always turns out good. Every time I've held you, I thought you understood. People say a love like ours will surely pass, but I know a love like ours will last and last.
Up a little bit and thaw you out. A little Randy Van Warmer here on Time Travel. songs that will blow your effing mind.
You packed in the morning, I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way. Now I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. 'Cause you left me just when I needed you most.
Cigarette do you smoke, doctor? That question was asked a few years ago of 113,597 doctors. The brand name most was Camel. Recently, that question was again asked of tens of thousands of doctors across the country. Doctors in all branches of medicine. And again, the brand named most was Camel.
Yes, according to these nationwide surveys, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Friends, smoke the cigarette so many doctors enjoy. Change to Camel for 30 days and see how mild, how flavorful, how enjoyable a cigarette can be. Yes, change to Camel for 30 days and you'll stay with Camel from then on.
How mild, how mild, how mild, how mild, how mild can a cigarette be? Make the Camel 30-day test.
Man, man, I so want to smoke now. I so want a Camel. Anyway, 1980, Billy Joel, Half a Mile Away. time travel. Here with you until 7 p.m. It's songs that will blow your effing mind.
Little Gio is a friend of mine. We get some money and we buy a cheap Hawaii. Sit on the corner and have a holiday. Hide the bottle when the cop goes by. Talk about who women. The light, crawl on the roof and then I hit the night. I should be sleeping, but tonight I just can't stay. I've given everybody so much time. Now I need a moment that's my. Oh, my other world is just a half a mile away. Transistor on and let the music play. I try to keep the family satisfied. There's gotta be more to life than just try. Oh, my other world is only half a mile away.
It is the dawn of time. This earth we know so well is a smoldering, inhospitable wilderness. No plants grow, no creature can survive. The hard, implacable rocks that form our mountain ranges are being crushed and folded by forces which will take millions of years to shape them. These are the forces. This is the power that drives the hand that drinks Treadmill, the mighty lager with the world's first great taste of fish.
Bishop, don't say off fish. Don't say off fish at the end. It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, no, I see. Fine. No of fish. Right?
Just go from these are the forces.
Right.
I'll give you a green.
What?
I'll give you a green light.
Oh, right. Thank you.
These are the forces. This is the power that drives the band that
and
drinks... Oh, of course. Sorry. Can't think what came over me.
We'll start again.
What?
We'll start again, Bishop. Same place.
Oh, right. These are the forces. This is the power that drives the hand that drinks Treadmill, the mighty lager with the world's first great taste of fish. Oh, damn. Sorry.
All right, just a moment.
I'm terribly sorry. I remember the hand, but forgot the...
Yes, that's all right. John, can we edit out the of fish?
Yeah.
Good. That's fine, thank you, Bishop.
All right, is it? Good. Terribly sorry about the silly slip. I don't know what came over me.
Who is he?
Bishop of Leicester, I think.
Well, why couldn't we get Bath and Wells?
He's doing frozen peas for Nigel.
Lucky bastard, he's so good.
Have you seen the Bishop of Worcester? Marvellous. He did an entire snippety-dippity gift catalogue promo on one ski.
Really? Shh. Here she comes.
How was it, all right?
Marvellous.
Excellent.
Doctrinally a bit of a mess.
Sorry?
Well, all that stuff about the dawn of time and the rocks developing over millions of years, you know, not quite A1 theory with our lot, you know?
It's only a commercial.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm not criticising. It's just, not quite the creations. We see it.
Well, goodbye.
Good, fine. And the cheque will be...
With your agent on Tuesday, Bishop.
Marvellous. Thank you so much. Oh, and sorry about the off fish. We'll be able to move that, will you?
Yes, we can move that.
Oh, good. Wonderful what you can do nowadays, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Well, toodle bit.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Ah, thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue Harry's by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry-like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my wall-polling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again.
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player.
Oh, heaven forbid. I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
Like a nice junior Forstoo.
So he can go on playing, can he?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, so get it fresh on Monday.
Tish. No matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of kefiri, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. Was expecting it this morning.
On my lucky day, is it? Bell Paisley?
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the van broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberger, per chance?
Nope.
Liptar?
Nope.
Lancashire?
Nope.
White Stilton?
Nope.
Danish Brew?
Nope.
Double Gloucester?
Nope.
Cheshire?
No.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
No.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont-l'Évêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Brest-Bleu, Boursin?
No.
Camembert, perhaps?
Ah, we have Camembert, yes, sir.
You do?
Excellent. Yes, sir. It's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France. Mm.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it.
Has it?
Cheetah.
Udo?
No.
Edam?
No.
Caithness?
No.
Smoked Austrian?
No.
Japanese Sage Derby?
No, sir.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir. We got...
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wensleydale.
Yes?
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wensleydale, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola?
No.
Parmesan?
No.
Mozzarella? Pepper
no.
crema?
No.
Danish bimbo?
No.
Czech sheep's milk?
No.
Venezuelan beaver cheese?
Not today, sir, no.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't get much corporate round here, sir.
Not much it's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Not round here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Ilchester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's staggeringly popular in this manor, sir.
Is it?
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Ilchester, eh?
Right, sir.
All right. Eh? Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir.
Not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district, sir.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, okay?
Well, it's so clean, sir.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about Limbo, sir.
Is it worth it?
Could be.
Have you shut that bloody bazooki up?
Told you, sir.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
That figures. Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me.
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Righto, sir.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Mini Monty Python theme.
Once in every show there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell.
Yes, it is. Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
And then we change the key.
Better into E.
That's awfully high for me.
Everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song goes like this.
I can't believe there's more.
It's far too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is our song that is too long.
Jesus
Christ, goddamn!
We'll be singing this too.
Born.
Let's stop this damn refrain
before we go insane.
bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's or controversial, just that the ing words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio or you can't even say I'd like to you someday unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they didn't ing well program it. I bet you they're ing old program directors who think it's a load of horse.
And it came to pass that Saint Victor was taken from this place to another place, where he was lain upon pillows of silk and made to rest himself amongst sheets of muslin and velvet. And there stroked was he by maidens of the Orient. Full 16 days and nights stroked they him, yea, verily, and caressed him. His hair ruffled they, and their fingers rubbeth they in oil of olives, and runneth them across all parts of his body for as much as to soothe him. And the soles of his feet licked they, and the upper parts of his thigh did they anoint with the balm of forbidden trees. And with the teeth of their mouths nibbleth they the pointed bits at the top of his ears. Yea, verily, and did their tongues thereof make themselves acquainted with his most secret places. For 15 days and nights did Victor withstand these maidens. But on the 16th day he cried out, saying, "This is fantastic. Oh, this is terrific." And the Lord did hear the cry of Victor, and verily came he down and slew the maidens, and caused their cotton wool buds to blow away, and their Kleenex to be laid waste utterly. And Victor, in his anguish, cried out that the Lord was a rotten bastard. And the Lord sent an angel to comfort Victor for the weekend, and entered they together the jacuzzi. Here endeth the lesson.
Here comes another one. Here it comes again. Here comes another one. When will it ever end? I don't know whatever it is. I've not seen one before. But here comes a bunch of them. Here comes another one. Thank God I'm not having lunch with them.
That's it, is it?
Obviously, it would be better with a full orchestra.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it would.
Here comes another one. Here comes again. Here comes another one. When will we ever end?
Another one, here comes again, here comes in another one, when will it ever end?
I've got £90,000 in my pyjamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, 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 money.
Everyone
one must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that makes the world go round.
You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hoax? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Are we just yokes? Or perhaps we're just one of God's little jokes? We're sourcing the meaning of life. Is life just a game where we make up the rules while we're searching for something to say? Self-replicating DNA. This life, what is our fate? Is there a heaven and hell? Do we reincarnate? Is mankind evolving? Or is it too late? Well, tonight, here's the meaning of life. For millions, this life is a sad veil of tears, sitting round with nothing to say. While the scientists say we're just simply spiraling coils of self-replicating DNA. So just why are we here? And just what do we fear? Well, so why? For a change, it will all be made clear. For this is the meaning of life. C'est la chance de la vie. This is the meaning of life.
Monty Python's Life of Brian. Set in North BC, it tells the story of the life of Brian and stars 70 camels, 48 goats, 16 chickens, 12 pigs, 2 dromedaries, and of course the wacky Monty Python boys. And so, without any more ado, let's sit back and enjoy highlights from Monty Python's Life of Brian.
Grew up to be Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough,
just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you until 7 p.m. Got a few more minutes here. I'm going to leave you with some Beck today. We'll do a little mini time travel with Beck. I did some commercials. I did a tribute to the All-American Indian. I had some Monty Python in there. And then songs that blew your effing mind today. Time Travel's here with you every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, here in Medford. Here's Kellogg's All-Brand Cereal with a commercial from yesteryear. And then I'm going to get into some Beck, who's going to be playing here in the summertime with, what's the guy's name? I don't know, some other guy. I'll figure it out. Here's Kellogg's All-Brand. Time travel.
Are you all out of tune because you're irregular? Then help yourself get back in tune with Kellogg's All Brand. You'll feel right. right on pitch when Kellogg's All Brand goes gently to work. Relieves constipation due to lack of bulk by supplying your system with bulk-forming whole bran. Yes, a daily bowl full of Kellogg's All Brand with milk helps put you right back in tune. The natural way. The good-tasting way, too. Fact is, Kellogg's All Brand is the one brand cereal that combines proved effectiveness with appetizing taste and crispness. It never gets mushy in milk. So remember, if constipation's a problem, gentle it away, as millions do, with Kellogg's All Bran. The good food way to keep regular as clockwork. ALL-BRAN. Kellogg's All Bran. At your grocer's.
Well, that's not Beck. This is Beck.
We've had a big commotion. The street fair. Steve had a big commotion. The street fair was an ocean. When he took three tabs of bad acid. And off his melting jar, all the wonderful things he saw. Pretty hair growing on his sandwich. Well, he looked out on the fairground with the spinning things spinning all around. And he felt the food going down. There must have been some pizza, and there must have been some fries, and there must have been some tequila, and there must have been some wine, and there must have been some falafels, and there must have been some beer. And there must have been some bagels. You could see it all so clear. And there must have been some pickles. And there must have been some sauerkraut. And there must have been some catfish. Caramel candy, popcorn, ice cream, banana fudge, and some corn dogs, and mayonnaise, steak sauce, ketchup and mustard, garlic, Kool-Aid, Spam, and some egg rolls, sushi, rice cakes, oatmeal, cucumbers, biscuits, beef jerky, Pop-Tarts, tamales, shish kebabs. Oh my God, Steve. Oh my God. Time travel. See you next week.
take your eyes and your mind from the road. Shoot your mouth if you know who you're aiming. Don't forget to pick up what you sow. Talking trash to the garbage around you. Bones and the anvil of daylight.
WMFO Medford.